Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1221, Why Being Honest is Better Than Being Nice, by Allison Fallon of NoSidebar.com. Hello, everybody. Happy middle of the week. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino, excited to bring you what I feel is a really important post to help you finish the rest of the week strong, and hopefully something you can find yourself referring back to time and again. Now, today's work comes from Allison Fallon of No Sidebar, and yeah, she's speaking to the ever-important idea of why we must be honest before being nice. So, fellow people-pleasers, listen up. We're talking to you. Okay, we're going to jump in right now and optimize your life. Why Being Honest is Better Than Being Nice, by Allison Fallon of NoSidebar.com. Consider how being too nice might kill your spirit, your career, your life, and your relationships. Few things in life are more trapping than the feeling of having things you want, no, need, to say to your boss, your friend, your significant other, your coworker, your roommate, your neighbor, and yet the words just won't come out. You've said it to yourself, under your breath as you're walking away, written in an angry email, vented to your mom, who couldn't care less about what your roommate did to you anyway. It's that when it comes time to say it to their face, you just can't bring yourself to do it. After all, if you can't think of anything nice to say, you shouldn't say anything at all, right? Well, not necessarily. We glorify niceness as if it is the highest virtue someone could possibly hold in society. But is niceness always best? Or does nice sometimes lead to passive aggression, unspoken bitterness, and just downright lying? Research seems to show the latter. Have you ever had a situation with a friend or coworker where they suddenly change how they're treating you and you have no idea why? Don't you run over the options in your mind? Like, maybe you said something that offended them. Or maybe they're jealous about the raise you just got that they wanted. Or maybe you accidentally sent them a text message that was meant for someone else. Suddenly, you're making up scenarios that didn't even happen, just to explain their sudden strange change of behavior. Wouldn't it help if they just said what they were thinking? But too often, this is not what happens. Too often, we talk around the subject, trying to quietly coerce or manipulate, so that we can get exactly what we want without having to hurt anyone's feelings. Trust me, I am the worst at this. That's how I know. We get away with this by labeling it as nice. But is it really nice? Or would it be nicer to simply clear up the confusion by saying what we actually think? Several studies show that there is such a thing as being too nice, in the workplace, in our relationships, in our lives. I can affirm this research personally, seeing as how I've spent way too much of my life being way too nice at the expense of speaking my mind. The result is toxic. It includes a general sense of helplessness over your circumstances and feelings of confusion and distress. It even steals opportunities of growth. So the solution? Well, the solution is not to be mean. Being rude just for the sake of being rude is not only arrogant and narcissistic, it's also no more productive than being nice just for the sake of being nice. But the solution is to learn to speak objectively and honestly about the realities we experience, regardless of how uncomfortable this might make people, including us. If being too nice has been a struggle for you, consider what it might look like to speak your mind, even in small ways. Consider the peace and freedom you might be missing, and the opportunities you might be stealing from the people around you by trying to be so nice all of the time that you don't say what you think. No Sidebar at work. One of the most tangible dangers of being too nice in the workplace is you can stunt your growth and development and lose the respect of the people around you. Being nice is a nice quality for a while, but over the long haul, it isn't what gets results. And as much as we could make a case for being nice online, a simple scan of popular online content shows that being nice doesn't always pay. In fact, sometimes being nice comes off as boring or lukewarm. Copy that sings is usually copy that tells the truth, whether that truth is nice or not. No sidebar at home. Although honesty might not be the easy route to take in the present, in the future, you'll be glad you did. Honesty builds trust with your kids, with your significant other, with your friends. Trust is the foundation of every healthy relationship. You should know if you've set a pattern of being dishonest to protect the peace in your relationships, honesty often breeds anger. Just because someone doesn't respond well to your truthfulness at first doesn't mean it's not the right thing. No sidebar in your soul. One area where it seems to pay to be more kind is to yourself. And this at times comes at the expense of other people. You should know, though, there's a distinct difference between being nice and being kind. It might pay not only to learn the difference, but also to practice being more kind to others and to ourselves. Maybe the answer is to practice something altogether different from nice and mean. Being assertive, which includes demonstrating a healthy level of confidence, being direct and honest, and staying in control of your emotions so you can negotiate and compromise. You just listened to the post titled, Why Being Honest is Better Than Being Nice, by Allison Fallon of NoSidebar.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And such a great post from Allison, definitely one that's important for me to be reading, as I am definitely in a phase in which I'm making a concerted effort to not be such a people pleaser. And instead, trust in that, well, number one, it's crucial for me to be more upfront about what I want sometimes. And number two, that others will adapt to this, and I don't need to take responsibility for their feelings by mistakenly thinking that they will suffer a lot if my desires go against their desires. Again, very critical for me personally right now. I don't know about you, but do consider that each time you choose to be nice instead of honest or assertive, you're hiding a little part of yourself. Each time we opt to not express ourselves truly, a small part of us gets put away, often with a dose of shame. And until it's released, and while other instances of dishonesty pile up too, we build more and more resentment towards our true selves because the part of ourselves that we're silencing gets bigger and bigger. That's more stress to carry. That's getting into a rhythm of quickly assessing how to silence ourselves. And it distances us from not only our true selves, but therefore the truest relationships we could be having with people because we're holding back. So, you know, it may feel like a small, insignificant, and even a good thing to just shut up and be nice sometimes. And perhaps it does have its time and place. But make no mistake that we keep records of these, even subconsciously, and they add up, and they take us away from who we really are. So be very careful and very mindful each time you find yourself not speaking your truth, because again, it can pile up for the worse very quietly. Okay, enough from me, folks. Sorry if I scared you there, but this article is really important. It certainly feels that way to me, especially, again, because it's catching me at the right moment in time. I hope you liked it, though, and that you gained something from it. It's time for me to get out of here, but be sure to come back tomorrow where I will have another post for you and where your optimal life awaits.